Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And that would be me, and you're probably surprised. You're like, wait a minute, we just had a show yesterday and it's a holiday week. Why do we have a new show? I will tell you why. Spiritual warfare. That is exactly why. Strangeness. High strangeness. I'm going to be honest with you, as I always am, and tell you guys the stuff that sounds wackadoodle crazy in my life, but I am going to break it down. I had told you guys that this podcast came to me when I was sitting in church at a mass. I had a bishop. The bishop was a guest at our church on New Year's Eve a couple of years, almost 2 years ago. And I heard his mass, and he said to use your talents. He gave a sermon on using your talents to serve God. And he gave different examples of things that people in his parish did. And then he said, and there's one guy that knew how to do podcasts. So he did a podcast, and it became very successful. And a lot of people listen to it and get a lot out of it. And it literally hit me. I had been doing a podcast every day at that point since 2007. It was very early into the podcast game, having been a former radio personality, and I did that for 20 something years before that. So, and then there was a long time I did both. I did a podcast and I did a radio show every day for many, many years. And then it was over. I'm a security guard, completely out of radio, just done with it. And then that hit me sitting in church. And I'm like, I have a radio studio in my house. I love doing shows. I am absolutely in love with reading the Bible. And I'll talk to anybody that'll talk to me about the Bible. I will talk and talk and talk, and we will have conversations because it is something I'm very passionate about. So I was like, and then I ran like Job, and I talked about that. I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this. I'm not qualified. I'm the last person in the world that should be talking about the Bible or preaching to people. I'm not a good human being. I'm barely on the path, right path myself. How can I tell anyone else? And lo and behold, here we are 2 years into God Wants to Talk to You. And if God wants you to do something, you're going to do it. I promise you, you're going to do it. And I would ask him questions and I would cry out of my car, do you really want me to do this? And then I got the car with a license plate that said yes, that cut me off. Then I sat in bed and I'm like, well, I wouldn't even know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. And then one morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning, I shot out of my bed and was like, God wants to talk to you. That was the name. I knew it. All right. Then I started it the next day. So that is my story. But ever since then, and know this, we believe in Jesus. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We worship God the Father. We worship Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and it's wonderful. But there is bad and evil and darkness in this world. And Jesus talks more about the devil than anyone else in the Bible. No one talks more about it than Jesus himself in the Gospels. As he would talk, he would say things about going to hell or about the devil himself and whatnot. So that is where I come from as I talk about this. Ever since I've done the podcast, I feel I've been under like spiritual attack. Bad things have happened. My house burning down was one of them. Just bad things. Bad things have happened. And then I get messed with in the middle of the night. I get awakened in the middle of the night. And I've even woke up in the middle of the night to find a solid black figure standing next to my bed that when I looked at it, it looked back at me, and then I grabbed my rosary, which is right next to my bed all the time, and then it shot up straight up through the ceiling and was out of there. So I've had a lot of weird stuff, and I'm a weird person. I'm aware of that. But last night, weird stuff was happening again. And I'm not afraid of it. There's nothing to fear. If God is with me, who can be against me? If Jesus is with me, who can be against me? No one, nothing. I do not fear evil. And I was sick of being messed with because it kept waking me up. And so I grabbed my rosary, and rather than do my rosary, I usually do the rosary and everything will stop. Devil hates the Virgin Mary, by the way. Really, really does. Because he feels so far superior to humans. And Virgin Mary was just a human, a mortal human, who Jesus gave some superpower to when she died. And she really, trust me, if you're ever in an evil spot, call on Jesus, because Jesus gets rid of them. But the Virgin Mary can also cast out the demons and the darkness. So I will grab that. But I didn't go into my rosary. I said the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, who is the guy that threw him out of heaven and banished him here to the earth. And about halfway through it, I sleep with a CPAP mask on, and I can't sleep without it. It's like keeps you from snoring, and I've had it for 20 years. And I literally was saying the prayer in the middle of the prayer. I could feel it leaving. I could feel the badness getting away. And then I heard a click, drop, and and my snore mask turned off. And then I looked, and something had pulled the power cord of my snore mask out of the wall. So on its way out, it was like, oh, yeah, you're going to throw us out of here with St. Michael. And it pulled the plug on my snore mask as it went away. I actually laughed. I actually laughed at that. But then I thought, you know what? I say we fight fire with fire, and I give it another podcast today. So that is exactly what we are going to do. We will do three podcasts this week instead of two. And what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I apologize if you were listening to this going, this guy's crazy. I swear I'm not crazy. I'm in the middle of spiritual warfare. Like, once you get on this path, many times when you have your biggest successes in your spiritual life, in your spiritual journey, in your growth, you immediately will be attacked. You immediately will get some like dark oppression coming at you or trying to oppress you. And it can't harm you. Jesus can always throw it out. Never be afraid. You've got Jesus on your side, and you've got Michael the Archangel on your side. You've got the Virgin Mary on your side. You've got God on your side. There's a lot of greatness on your side, and they are light, and they are love, and they will overcome it every time. So what I wanted to do was do a podcast on the next podcast was going to be about using your gifts, much like I talked about when I started the podcast, using your gifts. And I found all kinds of great scripture on that. Let's go into Romans in chapter 12. And we'll just go from chapter 3, called Humble Service in the Body of Christ, which is what we're all called to do. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesizing, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So that is one. And that shows you just the different things you can do. And nothing is more important than the other. There isn't anyone whose gift is more loved by God. And I will get into my analogy that I have here in a minute. But then we go into 1 Peter. And he also has a similar thing about using your gifts in 1 Peter. And that is in chapter 4, and we will go down to verse 10. I'll pick up at 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so on one who speaks the very words of God. What's that? Once again, that's talking about using your gifts. And it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Colossians, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for the human masters. Whether it's a spiritual gift or everyday task, do it for the Lord. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells the parable of the tenants, where he teaches that we are accountable for how we use what God gives us. And the one where they're given money, that's God giving them money. The master's giving them money. And what they do with that money, that's a gift from God. And how we use it is important. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service. Remember, Jesus gave gifts to the disciples. They could heal. They could cast out demons. They could do a lot. And they were given that from Jesus himself. And there's many, many more in here. But I think I really love that they're not all gifts are created equal. Like, for instance, Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel in Rome, one of the most beautiful works of art ever done by a human being. And it's still there and you can see it and it's amazing. But you're like, well, I can't do that. I can pass out pamphlets at church. I can lead a church group. Yeah, you can. And here's how I look at it. This is my analogy that I've come up with. Everything we do is like macaroni art. You know, when your kids or a kid in your life, if you don't have a kid, a niece, a nephew, when a kid goes and they're in school and their art project is to make a picture out of macaroni and they glue macaroni to a thing and they give it to you, it's loved by you. It's because they thought of you, they wanted to give it to you, they made it for you. It holds a meaning in your heart. And that's how God sees it when we use our gifts, no matter how small they are. And if you've made something great, like I said, Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel, here you are. It's beautiful, but compared to God, that's macaroni art. God created every living thing in this world. God created the universe. God created the planets, and they rotate just right. And every insane, minute detail. He created every plant you see, every animal you see, every human you see, everything. Everything. So you can paint or you can sculpt. There's people that can do some things better than you. But I'm telling you, it's all macaroni art to God. He looks at it. It's nothing compared to what God does. But it's our gift that he gave us, and us sharing it with him, he loves it. No matter what you do, no matter what your gift is, no matter how you use it to serve God, trust me, he loves it. And he is hanging that thing on the refrigerator in heaven. Jesus is going in and he's going to open the refrigerator and he's going to find that favorite drink he has in there from Galilee back home that he absolutely loves. And on the cover of that refrigerator is your little macaroni art, because he loves it. It touches him. He loves all of us equally. He doesn't love anyone more than others. There aren't people that have more faith to get further places. No, it isn't. He loves us all. He loves that whatever we do for him is what he loves. So serve God. Use your gifts to serve God. And when you do it, it will be wonderful and it will be up on the refrigerator in heaven, because it's all macaroni art. Sure, that other dude can make a crazy statue of Jesus and the Virgin Mary, and it's beautiful and it's lasted for over 1,000 years, but it's macaroni art to God. It's nothing compared to the stuff God has made. It really is. So please, I implore all of you to make your macaroni art for Jesus and for God, and they will love it, and they will never, ever think it's not enough. They will never. They will absolutely love it, and it will go on the refrigerator in heaven, and you will be serving the Lord by doing whatever little thing it is. You don't have to do some grand big thing. Never be ashamed of your gift. Never be ashamed of what it is you do for love and service to the Lord. So I wanted to go over that And after last night, I'm like, I am coming and I'm making macaroni art today for Jesus. And this show is going on the refrigerator in heaven because I am not being messed with and we are not going to be afraid or cower or go away or stop doing anything because I'm being messed with by probably a demon. But I don't care. It cannot get to me. And I'm going to keep making macaroni art. And I ask you to do the same. And I also ask you to read the Bible. That's another big thing I really want you to do. So pardon if I come off as a crazy ranting man, but I mean every word I said in this podcast, and it is coming from the heart, a place of love, to tell you, to warn you, and to implore you to reach out and to serve the Lord with your gift. I will talk to you again very soon. I'll be back again here in another couple days with another episode. Unless I get messed with tonight, then I'll be back again tomorrow because I'm not having that. So God bless you all. Thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate you. And I will talk to you again very soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.